This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Maybe you have your own collection of coins, stamps, movies, or dolls. These are among the top 10 things people collect. Canadian violinist Dolores St. John has been building her own collection over the past few years. It's a collection of music from Eastern Europe, which she's now compiled into a recording titled Siksa.
I first went to Hungary when it was still behind the Iron Curtain. I would have been about 11 years old. The fact that music just oozes out of every window there and every person, and there's so much knowledge about not only classical music, but also their own folk tunes and gypsy music. It's so fascinating. I mean, you can't really go into a restaurant without hearing some kind of fantastic cymbalom player. And it kind of started about then. And I remember thinking, like, I wonder if I was adopted by a Canadian family and, like, this is where I'm really from.
After graduating from the Curtis Institute, Lara relocated to the Soviet Union for a year.
You know, there's a lot of fascinating Russian tunes. I met a lot of Armenians there, a lot of Georgians, you know, so added kind of the Caucasus. I ended up going to Armenia and Georgia and even the Kazakhstan. And yeah, so it was just, I was in the conservatory residence and it was just a plethora of different cultures. And I don't know, I'm kind of a bit of a sponge. So I was just like fascinated by everybody.
And those in other cultures are also pretty fascinated by Lara St. John because she's blonde and over 6 feet tall.
Basically, in a lot of places in the world, I just really stick out like a sore thumb. So I figured, well, you know, might as well own it.
Lara makes her point with the title of this new recording.
It is called Siksa. And Siksa is Yiddish for a non-Jewish girl or woman. And actually, on the album cover, I have 9 different titles, all of them meaning more or less the same thing as Siksa in their respective languages, because all of those cultures are represented musically on the album. So I wanted to kind of put what they would call me, since it's sort of odd that it's the sort of giant blonde Siksa who sort of pulled all these things together and created an album out of them.
Several pieces on this collection have been reimagined by other composers at the request of Lara and her friend and colleague, pianist Matt Herskowitz. The recording opens with an outrageous arrangement of the Hungarian Csárdás by Martin Kennedy.
The Csárdásian Rhapsody is actually, it has nothing to do with buxom California families. It is actually a sort of portmanteau of Hungarian Rhapsody, which because Martin uses the Liszt Hungarian Rhapsody number 2, and Csárdás, so we ended up calling it the Csárdásian Rhapsody. It's completely over the top. At one point he has a maestoso ridiculoso at the end. It's actually in the score.
When Lara first met Serhuj Karjan 8 years ago, they made an immediate connection over a song from his Armenian homeland. It's called Seri Serun Yar, and it appears on this new recording.
Yeah, there's a huge Armenian diaspora that ended up in Lebanon. So his family and Armenian friends would, they would always sing this one at the dinner table, you know, just to kind of take themselves back to their ancestral homeland and just sort of get a little break from everything going on outside. And strangely enough, when I first went to Armenia in my year in Moscow, it was the first song I heard. I heard it done a cappella, actually, at a kind of a restaurant. And I just thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard.
Songs from Armenia, Palestine, the Jewish diaspora, Russia, Serbia, Greece, Romania, and Hungary. Some are newly imagined, others are improvised, but they all come from tunes that this 6-foot blonde Siksa has known and loved for years. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.